Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What happens when you put a career-focused woman with two kids trying to balance home and work life in a room with a microphone? Lots of laughter, tears, and great advice. I'm Jill Devine, and welcome to Two Kids and a Career. I need a little cat and nat in my life right now because, well, I mean, you two are the experts. You have seven kids between the two of you, which I'm mind blown by that, which we'll talk about. But the whole mental motherhood craziness. So my oldest one, she just turned three. And so she is in the process of transitioning from her 2-year-old room to her 3-year-old room at school. And it's going great. But yet I'm crying on the way to work because she's growing up. Like, what the hell? I'm so messed up in the head.
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, I have to correct you. We are no experts. Yes, we have seven kids. We have no idea what we're doing day to day. We're just trying to get by. And I have to tell you, I don't feel sad that they're growing up. I want them to get a little bit more independent. You know, I don't want to make breakfast for them anymore.
No, right.
I'm tired.
I know, and I don't want to wipe butts anymore. So that's what's wrong. Like, what's wrong with me? I'm like freaking out because she's growing up, but at the same time, I want her to.
So you have a 3-year-old, and then do you have another one?
Yes, we have a 9-month-old.
Oh, girl. Oh, you're just hormonal because, you know, you just had a baby and stuff. You know, don't worry about it. Just move through. You'll come to your senses.
Okay. How the hell do you guys have seven kids? Who has the most?
Well, we really do most of life together, but Nat has 4 and Kat has 3. But Kat got a dog, and that's like a baby, so it's like we each have 4.
Oh.
Yeah, true.
How did you make it past 2?
I just, honestly, I denial. And I there was nothing harder than going from, for me, 0 kids to 1 kid. Was so overwhelming. It broke me so hard that everything after that was never as crazy and as bad.
Oh, okay. That's one way to look at it, I guess.
It's so enlightening.
It's enlightening. But the other thing is, like, the kids, like, you know, you just do less for them when there's lots of them and have to do it more for themselves. Whereas if you have, like, when I had 1 and 2 kids, I did everything for them. But when the 3 and 4 came along, I'm like, you got to kind of do it yourself now because I'm very busy.
Well, yeah, let's talk about mom truths. This is one of my favorite things to watch. And there were a few that resonated with me. So let's first talk about mom sex because... It's right now non-existent for me. I can't believe I'm putting it out there. But yeah, it is. I'm being truthful.
Yeah. No, Kev, you waited a long time, right?
Oh, my God. I waited. I've lost my voice because my youngest just went to school for the first time. And she is bringing home every virus.
Oh, yeah, it's
possible.
Fun.
And I thought I was out of it, but I'm not out of it. She's killing me slowly. I waited like 7 months to even get even close to being anything, like even like a touch. I was like, don't come near me.
And then you just let it a little bit in to see if it worked, right?
Yeah, I was like, just a tip. That's all you get. Like, you're gonna see if this is still working. And if it's not working, it's not happening ever again. But we have another baby, so it worked.
So it did work, at least that one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he'll joke that it was one time. It was way more than that. But anyways, I think that it's just, it's a season. It's a moment. It's a long one. It's a long season. It can be 10 years.
It could be 10 years, but we're pretty sure one day it's coming back.
Well, but that's the thing is, here's what, and on a just serious note, is you get frustrated. I know you shouldn't compare yourself to your friends, but sometimes you hear your friends and they're like, oh, yeah, it's happening all the time. That's what makes
my husband happy, obviously. And then you're like, oh, my God, what's wrong with my household?
They're lying.
Okay.
They're lying. Kat says that they say that they're lying, so I believe her.
I think,
and if maybe they're off the chart in the bedroom, they have deficiencies elsewhere in a relationship. No one can have, and that's why Mom Truth literally goes viral, because I think that when you say something, people begin to share it because they don't want to say it, and they're like, this is how I feel, but I'm not going to actually say it. They're saying it for me, and it's funny, but it's true.
Right.
It's literally, like, when Kat and I first started hanging out again, like, since, because we were friends in high school, but then we really bonded over when we had our babies, because we were the first of anyone to have babies, and we were, like, so lost, and we found each other. And we took a little while to, like, warm up again to each other, because it had been a few years since we hung out. And one of the conversations that, like, really just broke us and you know, warmed it up a lot was when I said, like, I feel like I don't want it all the time. And I, to say it out loud was so hard, because I was like, oh my gosh, what if she's like a vixen over there dead? And I'm like, and she looks at me, I was worried that she was going to look at me and be like, oh no, you guys going to get a divorce? When in fact she was like, girl, me too. And
right.
I was like, hallelujah.
Right. We've got to talk about this stuff. Like, it's okay. Like, I just don't want to keep, I mean, saying that out loud, that we're not having sex isn't the easiest thing to say and to admit, but if nobody else is admitting it or saying it, then you do sit at home alone and you're like, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with our life?
And we girls, like, we women, we have to have each other's back on this, because it's not like men, like, the men aren't going to talk about it. We can't talk about it with them, so we have to talk about it with each other.
Right.
We need to get it out there. So
True.
Who else are we going to turn to?
Yeah, so it's okay if you're not having sex. We're just saying that right now.
Yep.
I hope no husbands are listening, because they're like, what are they saying? Okay, and then that kind of goes into the whole mom truth about marriage with kids. I mean, it's just completely different.
Kat, say your philosophy about about marriage and kids and what, how it really probably should have gone down.
Oh,
someone made the rules.
I'm not even sure I should, but I kind of think that when you have a relationship with a partner who you raise kids with, talking about, like, the budget and, like, with the extracurricular and who's got to do pickup is not sexy.
No.
I'm thinking there should be, like, maybe, like, a sex husband and then, like, a partner husband.
Yeah. Because when you married him, he was your, like, sex husband, right? And you, like, everything was romantic and fun. You never really thought about what it would be like to, like, actually have to run a household.
Yeah, like a company. And you're like, okay, we got to run this together, and then we got to do it. It's confusing.
Yeah, no, there should be two different husbands.
Oh, I kind of like that. I like that idea a lot.
It is amazing. Genius. I heard it, and I was like, I want this.
You don't fight, because there's nothing to fight over.
No,
right.
You're just attracted to each other. It's like fun.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So then yesterday, prime example of I'm not that mom, I wanted to make healthy muffins. You know, I need to have some healthy muffins in the household, because mostly I'll eat them. I eat the crap. So I'm like, if we have healthy muffins, I'm not that mom. I'm not that mom. I can't do it. I can't do it all.
Oh, you didn't do it?
I did do it, but it's just I got angry while I was doing it.
Yeah, it didn't feel right.
No.
It didn't feel right. It wasn't for you.
I think they sell healthy muffins somewhere. You just got to find that place.
And you know what? Give your kids like 3 more years, and you will begin to question healthy muffins, because they usually are living. I mean, I made dinner last night. They ate dinner, and then they went for a snack. Like,
oh,
right,
gosh,
after they ate dinner.
And
I was like, what?
So I was like, are you full? Because he got up from the table. And I'm like, are you full? He's like, yeah. And look at how much I ate. I'm full. And then he goes and grabs, like, a string, like, what's the string? Cheese strings, and hands one to his brother and him. And he goes, and he's like, what, it's our dessert. I'm like, it's not your dessert.
Yeah, they went for yogurt drinks and then apples and then granola bars. And I was like, I just made dinner.
We could have just given them granola bars.
Well, at least they're granola bars. Mine will go for the M&Ms.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Everything's on the table.
Also, the granola bars in my house are basically M&M's.
Okay. Thank you for being honest about that one. So in addition to Mom Truth, you guys have this tour. You are coming to St. Louis on November 8th. I can't wait. River City Casino. Let's talk about this tour. Let's talk about what the moms are going to see, because it really is, you're there for the other moms to help support us, to help make us laugh, to help us get a night out. Like, I'm so excited. It's on the books and I have something to look forward to.
Yeah. You know, and I also have to say that a lot of women and moms have a really hard time doing anything for themselves.
Yes.
And you have to get a ticket. Like, people won't come because, you know, you're tired. Like,
right.
You're like, oh, my God, I'm so tired. But if we can recommend one thing, it's like, get out, go do something, because otherwise your selfhood kind of gets sucked away, because motherhood takes over so much. And it's so easy to let nights go by where you're just like getting to bed at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
But we always recommend you'll go out and you'll have fun and you won't regret it. And yes, you'll be tired, but you would have been tired anyways, even if you stayed home.
And like you said, like, it's in the books. Like, you have it in the calendar. You know that is your day and that time is for you. And sometimes, you know, people will come to shows and they're like, I haven't been out in like 5 years or whatever, or I've never been out since I had my kid. And it's like, you have to break the ice at some point. And then eventually, once you do it, and then you'll do it a little bit more, and then you really will start to find yourself as like somebody out in the world without your kids. And you'll realize you deserve to have fun. And having fun is like, it's like therapy. Like, laughing with other women and being able to let go and have a really good time at our show, it's called The Fun Show, is good for you. It's good for your health. It's good for you as a mom.
Yeah, we really bring, it's not about us, it's about everyone in the room. It's like you're walking into our house.
Yeah.
And we welcome you, and we try to bring everyone together. It's not about, like, watching two people on a stage. We really make sure that the night is about every woman in that crowd and the random men that come. And it's like a DJ.
And the random men, it's true.
There's a DJ, and there is male dancers, not because we want to see their...
What?
Junk in the... Yeah.
Because it's fun, and it's funny,
and it's naughty, and women, like, who haven't, they don't take their pants off. It's just like, they're like, think of like Magic Mike or like Thunder Down Under, like dancing, like male professional dancers that are fun and know how to laugh, and it unleashes something in women that are like, oh my God, it's not gross, it's not raunchy, it's fun.
It's fun. That's what we need.
And then it's a comedy show, and, you know, people get up, and it's just fun. It's interactive. It's fun.
And it also, we also, like, we spend time celebrating our friendship and other friendships in the room, and what most amazing things that other women do for each other. Like, it's such a different atmosphere than anywhere else. And it totally, no matter who you are, if you're alone or whatever, you feel like you belong. When the doors open, there's just like it's an air of like openness and positivity. We love tour. I can't wait to get back on tour.
Yeah.
Well, you are talking about friendship, and a little bit earlier we talked about how you two reconnected. Really, how did it start to get to where you are now with everything that you're so successful with Mom Truth? I mean, it literally was just you guys reconnecting from your time in high school, and you said, we got to do something. We got to get it out there.
Yeah, it's like, it's not like we ever sat down and had like a business plan and we're like, we're going to, you know, we're going to create this thing. It all just so naturally happened. And, you know, we connected because we had these babies. We felt that there wasn't at the time, there was not a really great outlet or community where we felt like we could be honest and talk and laugh and have fun and feel supported. And just one thing led to another. We created it locally as like, it was like an event group for moms. And then, you know, other cities found out because they saw online, we were sharing socially, and they were like, we want this in our city. And we're like, well, we can't get to every city at the time.
Right.
And we're like, our dream would be to be able to do this for moms everywhere. So we took it, you know, we started live streaming our events. And one thing led to another. And now
we're on a stage with a DJ and
yeah,
a stripper.
Yeah. No, two moms. And but our mission has never changed. It's always been that we want to create a place where, you know, women and moms can laugh about it and also feel supported. And now the fact that we get to actually go on tour and go to these cities and meet women is, I mean, it's mind-blowing, because it's something that we said we dreamed that we would would be able to do, and now we can.
Well, I was just going to say, I know it's humor, and I know it's laughter, and I've laughed a lot, and I love that. But if we're going to be truthful, is there something that you wish you would have known when you were a new mom? Like, something that's what I'm part of this podcast is all about. Like, these things that we can laugh about, but these things that are serious that maybe somebody didn't talk to you about and you wish you had known, or you wish you had advice on.
You know, the only thing is that we can reflect now that even if people told us or warned us, you have to experience it to know what it feels like. So,
true.
You know, somebody could tell you what birth is going to be like, right? They can, but it's going to be different for you. You have to experience it to know how it feels. The only thing that I didn't realize, honestly, was the important. I said to my mom, I was like, she's like, when you become a mom, you're going to make new friends and be friends with like other moms mm-hmm. that have kids the same age as you. And I was like, no, I've got my girlfriends. Like, I've had my same girlfriends forever. I'm just going to be with them. But once I had the baby, they couldn't be there in a way, like, for me, that they couldn't understand what I was going through. And I couldn't lean on them because they were still, you know, living their single lives and going, you know, doing their thing, going to dinner at 9 o'clock. So I didn't realize how important it would be to find mom friends and create a space where I felt like, you know, people were speaking my language. And yeah. that's it, because when I found that, that's when my life as a mom changed. But everything else, I literally have to go through the motions to experience it myself.
I 100% understand with the whole friend thing, because I don't think some of my, and there's nothing wrong with them not having kids, but I don't think they understand that literally you can text me and I could text you back and you can text me back. And seriously, in a matter of 5 seconds, chaos erupts and I may not get back yep. to you until a week. I mean, because it's yep. for real.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, and it's like you can't blame those friends for like not getting it, right?
Right.
Because how could they get it? They're not.
Right.
They have no idea what it feels like to be you. They have no idea what it feels like to
be
a mom.
I have another one for you.
Okay.
I have one for you. I think that you will find the philosophy and the methods that work for you. There's so many contradicting, like sleep training, schedules, like parenting methods, and yours is not wrong and someone else's isn't right. It's just yeah. what works for you. And I think if it feels right, don't compare yourself to what Susie's doing beside you. Do what is working for your baby.
Yeah.
And don't judge her, because like, think about, look, you look at the differences, and sometimes you can judge someone because they're doing it so differently than you. You're like, why would they do it like that? That's so crazy. But you can't do that, because she's a different mom. She's a different person. Different things work, but you're all still moms. You still have something, you all have something in common. But I, Kat's right. Like, I remember in the beginning, I decided different things that I wanted to do with my baby. And I was like, I had to believe it was the best thing because it's what I was choosing. But then I realized that I change my mind all the time and I try new methods all the time. And the things that I was kind of judging other people for, I'm doing now.
Right.
And right. Like, it's your family's your own brand.
And if you really want to challenge that, go talk to all of your grown up friends and ask how they were raised, and they won't be able to answer it.
Yeah.
They won't be able to be like, I was breastfed for 2 years. I was not breastfed. No one has the answers for that. It's just how you are who you are.
It's about love, right? Like, your child is loved and they're healthy, and that's what it's about. It doesn't matter what they're wearing or where they're sleeping. You're right.
You may do things so differently than me, but we love our kids the same, and that's what we have in common. You know, it's just everybody's doing the best that they can for their kids.
Absolutely. So a new hashtag mom truths hits the internet every single Friday. So
yeah, if we can get our junk together, but we've been doing it for so many years. I think we literally have like over hundreds of mom truths. We have a book. We have a YouTube channel. We like basically do Instagram posts. Like, we have them everywhere. So yes, there is something new everywhere on every platform we're on, which blows my mind that there's
okay,
so many.
Give me all the platforms where my listeners can follow you.
Okay, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, newsletter, webpage. Like, we have Twitter, everything, all Kat and Nat. It's like,
and we always say, like, go to katandnat.com. CA, catinthat.ca, and then everything can link you to everywhere you need to be. And our newsletter always is like, you'll be the first to know, like, new dates, new cities for tour. But we are everywhere on the internet. Everywhere you can find us, everywhere.
Oh, before I let you go, wait, the book. I need to know a little bit more about this book. It is Kat Nat's Mom Truths. And is available.
Have you not read it yet?
No.
Oh my God, we're gonna get you one, because honestly, people call it like their life raft. People will dog ear the pages and let their partners read it. It's really
okay. I'm in.
It really is. You know, it's our anecdotes, but also like the realities of what mom truths are, and you know, factually speaking, we all experience different things on different levels, but we all feel the exact same. So
absolutely,
we really we pull the emotion out of, you know, what we're going through as moms, and why we might sometimes feel overwhelmed, and why that's okay, and why sometimes we feel like we're in a loony bin, but we would never leave it. And we have had doctors recommend following our channel or reading our book to moms who feel like lost and alone.
That's amazing. That's so
awesome.
It's
the highest compliment to us.
Yeah, that totally is. And, you know, again, when you were talking, I was just thinking, okay, if just one person connects with one thing that you said, just to not feel alone, then that's it. That's all that matters.
That's it. Yep, that's all that matters.
Well, go and see Kat and Nat. They are going to be at the River City Casino on November 8th. Tickets are available. Go to catandnat.ca. I cannot wait to see you. I cannot wait to get out of the house and, like, have a night out.
We can't wait to meet you. Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it so much.
Oh, well, keep going, Mom Truce. I really appreciate you both.
We won't stop.
Thank you for joining me for today's episode. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and if you're feeling really generous, write me a review. And don't forget to join me next week for a new episode of Two Kids and a Career.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.